From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Gunmen launch attack on Indian Air Force Base. Gunmen believed to be Pakistan-based militants launched a day-long attack today on an Indian Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan. Officials say at least four attackers and two soldiers were killed during the gun battle. The attack comes amid stepped-up security in India in recent days following an attack on a police official. This comes as a potential thawing of relations has developed between the nuclear-armed neighbors India and Pakistan. Anjana Prasrisha in New Delhi and has more on why the attack may have occurred.
The attack comes about a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a surprise visit to Pakistan in an effort to revive a flagging peace process. Analysts and officials say peace moves by the political leadership of the two countries in the past have often been followed by an escalation in terror strikes. Nalin Koholi, a spokesman for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, suggested India will persevere with peace efforts.
Every time there is a movement towards normalization of relationship with Pakistan, these things automatically happen because these are forces that don't want peace between India and Pakistan and also in the region. However, as far as India is concerned, we are constantly going to do our best.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
India accuses Pakistan of arming and training insurgents fighting for Kashmir's independence from India and its merger with Pakistan. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman asserts U.S. Muslims must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause in the holy war. This is VOA News. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they've killed a senior al-Qaeda leader, Abu Anwar, along with at least two other militants. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Protesters in the Saudi Arabia village of Al Awamiya chanting down with the Saud, death to the Saud, after the beheading of the cleric Nimr al-Nimra. The Interior Ministry of Saudi Arabia says the country executed 47 people, including a prominent Shiite cleric on Saturday, convicted of terrorism. All but two of those executed were Saudis. One was Chadian and the other one was Egyptian. The executions were carried out in 12 cities across the country. The ministry said prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimra was among those put to death. He was a central figure in Shiite protests that erupted in 2011's Arab Spring. Saudi Arabia has also reopened its embassy in Baghdad. They did that yesterday in a move to help strengthen a regional alliance against the Islamic State group. Saudi Arabia had cut off diplomatic ties with Baghdad in 1990 after the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. Iraqi security forces are starting to evacuate civilians who'd been trapped and used as human shields by Islamic extremists in the city of Ramadi. VOA's Sharon Bain reports.
The city has been destroyed, the UN's refugee agency told VOA via Skype from Baghdad.
So what we hear from the new arrivals is that indeed it has been difficult for them to get out. There has been sniper fire. There have been protection concerns.
Survivors said that 8 months under Islamic State control were brutal.
When the security was gone from Anbar province, life was dead. Even if they tell you that we were living, this is not true. Death is all we saw.
Iraqi forces said Islamic State militants were using civilians as human shields to escape Ramadi. Those rescued by Iraqi forces have nothing. Humanitarian agencies and NGOs are rushing to help. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Israeli police in Tel Aviv are trying to locate the gunman who opened fire outside a bar, killing two people and wounding three others. This eyewitness said, "We were shaking. We were about eight people hiding in storage. We leaned against the door so they could not break in." So far, no motive. It's also unclear if it is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. China has created three new military units as it seeks to build a stronger, more efficient fighting force, and at a time when it seeks to strengthen its position on maritime territory issues. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.